This is Portland Pilots Basketball on 910 ESPN Portland.
Welcome back into the Childs Center for our Alaska Airlines post-game show. Jason Swigart here with you high above, down on the court. We've worked out technology, and glad to talk to assistant coach Tyler Geving. A lot of hope and promise there the first 20 minutes. A lot of cohesiveness, guys working together, a lot of guys getting in the scoring column. But then the second half, Seattle made some adjustments and just didn't quite come together. They had those three straight threes to take a 10-point lead to a 1-point lead, and it was a tough sledding from there. What was your assessment of this new group on opening night?
Yeah, I think a lot of it, a lot of new faces, obviously. But you hit it on the head. I thought the first 20 minutes we were obviously, I thought we played pretty well. I thought we defended pretty well. We rebounded extremely well. I think they had one offensive rebound at the half. Yeah, second half, you got to guard the ball against Seattle U. They're very good at their kind of dribble drive motion, and they get you on your heels. And all of a sudden, like you said, they hit three straight threes. The 8-point lead is a deficit of one. And then probably the most disappointing thing was the second half, just second chance points, right? I mean, 8 offensive rebounds in the second half, and you know, 12 points for the game, and that was the difference right there.
Getting familiar with a lot of new faces, Ahmed Ali, him and Mikey Henn looking for some leadership. Now Ali got into foul trouble in both halves, and so probably not on the floor at key times where you were looking to have him maybe steady the ship or calm things down. But how did those guys kind of fulfill the roles that you're hoping for them in the opener?
Yeah, I think with Ahmed, I thought he played really well. I thought the foul trouble is what you said. It kind of hurt us. Chase Dick came in and did a good job, but A2 and you know, just we need him out on the floor. I mean, he's a very good offensive player, very good out of pick and roll. Chase did a great job in those minutes when he came in and filled in for him, but we got to keep him on the floor. And I thought Mikey just right now, you know, he had to play 35 minutes, and that's a lot. Probably hindsight, probably should have got him a little break like we did in the first half. But, you know, 9-6, you see his capabilities to hit threes. You know, overall, I thought both were just solid for their first game out, but obviously a lot of potential with both of them.
And then we've got Isaiah Dasher, Latrell Jones, Eddie Davis, Clythus Griffith Jr. all showed little spurts and bits. I thought Clyde, when he came in that first half, gave you that offensive punch. But then Seattle made adjustments in the second half. What are the guys going to have to take away from this to kind of figure out, one, how to work together and get other guys open shots, and then individually when to take advantage?
Well, I thought the first half we were up 8, and I thought we should have been up about 15. We had 11 turnovers, and our guys, I think that's a lot of just new faces, new bodies, but we've got to understand we got a little impatient. I thought in the first half, some quick shots, some bad turnovers. You know, all of a sudden you get all these junior college guys and transfers. They've all been the kind of the guy where they've been, and now it's a little bit of a different role. You're not, you know, counted on to get 15, 16 shots a game. So, you know, you're going to get 7 or 8. So you got to be a little bit more efficient. You got to understand there's other good players out there, and we got to do a better job of kind of just running through our offense, moving the ball a little bit more. And, you know, it's going to come, right? It's going to come. I think you did see we have some talent out there, and obviously have some pieces, and we just got to mesh them together.
Chen here with assistant coach Tyler Geving. You mentioned Chase Adams. He was crucial because when Ali went out with some foul trouble in the first half, he came in. He looks a little different, a little more confident. The game not going too fast for him, as we saw at times in his freshman year. What's the biggest improvement you've seen working with him over the last couple of months getting ready for his second season?
The biggest thing is Ahmed Ali, right? He got competition in practice, and he didn't have any competition last year. It was play 35 minutes a night, and you could play through your mistakes, and, you know, you never really had to come out of the game, where now – okay, now you got another guy in at practice. It's a battle every day. And I think A2 has really helped Chase's game come along and has kind of forced Chase to step his game up a little bit.
We saw the freshmen just for a few moments in the first half, just kind of getting their feet wet. Zach Triplett had a 3. Hayden Curtis there with a couple of defensive plays. just getting their feet wet. But what are your expectations for them to be part of the rotation, or is it just going to be a learning process with them this year?
Well, obviously we don't have any size, so Hayden's going to have to play a little bit more. And I thought he did a good job in his 5 minutes that he was out there. Like you said, he you know, made a couple plays, altered a shot, got a good rebound, had an assist. So, yeah, we, you know, same thing. Zach came in. You saw that he's a shooter, knocked down that three right away. And we just got to keep bringing those guys along, right? I mean, they didn't probably play as much as they would like tonight, but got to find a way to just kind of just chip away and get them more minutes. And that's part of being a freshman, right? You gotta continue to grow.
Well, of course, now the last minute switch up from what you thought was going to be a Friday game to get ready to play tonight. The good thing was the guys look ready and organized to play tonight. They were ready to go. But the nice thing is now you got 2 days before back-to-back games, a couple of NAIA schools, and an opportunity for you guys to maybe get some film and get some wisdom and bring it together.
No, and I think, you know, not to make excuses, I think that, I mean, we're about 2 weeks into going 5-on-5, and we did 5-on-0 for, seemed like a year. But, you know, I think that's just part of it, is just the first game, just kind of getting the rust off us a little bit. I think getting a couple days off, a little bit more practice, and you know, let's see what we look like the next two games. Let's make some of these corrections. Let's value the ball a little bit better. Let's clean up our rebounding. We got to defend a little bit better. So just, I don't think it was like anything major tonight. I think it's just little stuff that, hey, we got the athletic ability, we got the talent, now we just got to clean some of that stuff up.
Well, one, we're just glad to be able to play basketball. That's kind of the main thing for the guys right now, and everybody staying safe. I know you guys have been working so hard, and a credit to you and work with the players to understand everything that's going to go into getting a season in.
Yeah, it is what it is, and you got to be positive. I think our coaching staff's done a great job of that. I think our kids have responded to that. I think they've had positive attitudes, and everybody was excited last night when we said we were going to play. I think everybody was like, we just need a game. So, you know, and that's credit to the kids. They've just kind of gone with the flow, and it is what it is, and you got to make the best of it. And I think those guys have had great attitudes.
Well, a lot of little sparks of inspiration that we saw here tonight. Hopefully we'll see more of it on Saturday and Sunday. In the meantime, enjoy some turkey tomorrow with the family and the boys, and hopefully you can be safe there, and we'll all come back together Saturday afternoon.
Let's do it. Let's get a win on Saturday. Appreciate it.